It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Dolly Parton crafted her Mountain Dream theme park around the idea that visitors could see and taste a little bit of what her childhood was like in rural Appalachia. But does Dollywood give travelers an authentic mountain experience? We'll hear on this West Virginia morning. West Virginia University has launched a website dedicated to information about coronavirus. It includes the university's response plan for the university community if the virus were to spread to West Virginia, as well as information for the general public, including an informational video.
Here we have a virus that really is new, that isn't related to any of the other ones that we've seen. So none of us have any immunity even that can cross-react. And that's where the worry is that we don't, any of us, have any protection.
That's WVU Medicine infectious disease specialist Dr. Kathy Moffitt. But in the video, the narrator continues, risk in West Virginia is still quite low.
But unless you or someone you have been in contact with has recently been to China, the chances you will come in contact with the novel coronavirus are highly unlikely.
To date, no cases have been confirmed in West Virginia. This morning, we traveled to Dollywood in eastern Tennessee to taste some of the foods that are served there. The food is based, at least in part, on the childhood story of country music legend Dolly Parton. But does Dollywood give travelers an authentic Appalachian experience? Reporter Betsy Shepherd went to find out for a story she originally produced for the podcast Gravy.
I traveled to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, near where Dolly Parton grew up, to see Dollywood, her theme park nestled in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. The shuttle I rode looked like an old trolley car and was brimming with the excited chatter of vacationers who've come far and wide to experience Dolly's Appalachian fantasy land.
We have somebody celebrating a birthday this weekend. If we can sing happy birthday, that'd be wonderful.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
The level of happiness that surrounded me felt surreal. Almost as surreal as a theme park themed around a country musician. But if anyone has the personality big enough to float a large-scale tourist destination, it's Dolly Parton. And full disclosure, I say that as a huge Dolly fan. I've been collecting her records and singing along to them since I was a teenager. I've belted 9 to 5 on many morning commutes and karaoke Dolly's disco song, Baby, I'm Burning, while pantomiming the song's weird laser gun sound effects. And Parton's triumphant 70s hit, The Seeker, has seen me through more than a few bad days. Underneath Dolly's magnetic personality is a shrewd businesswoman. Growing up the daughter of sharecroppers, with her 11 siblings, Dolly bootstrapped her way to success and broke all kinds of gender barriers to release 41 top 10 country albums, more than any other artist in the genre. She taught herself to play guitar, banjo, fiddle, dulcimer, piano, auto harp, and saxophone. And she's penned over 3,000 songs, including I Will Always Love You. A song, mind you, she wrote not about a romantic breakup, but about her decision to step out of the shadow of her mentor, Porter Wagoner, and forge ahead as a solo artist. Elvis tried to buy the rights to I Will Always Love You, but Dolly went against her advisors and turned him down. She later licensed the song to Whitney Houston, and it became one of the best-selling singles of all time. Dolly says she made enough money off publishing royalties from Whitney that she could buy Graceland if she wanted to. But she didn't. Instead, she invested her earnings in Dollywood, a destination for her music devotees. After passing through the park gates, the trolley dropped us off at Show Street, a tableau of small-town America where marching bands parade past quaint storefronts. I was there tagging along with a group of food bloggers invited to dine at Dollywood. I initially reached out to the company about getting a media badge to do a food story and was given permission to bring my recording equipment inside the park during this pre-scheduled tasting tour.
Some people go on vacation and actually stay on their diets. I don't know how that works, but we can usually try to accommodate.
That's Amber Davis, the publicist who organized the tasting tour. She led us into Spotlight Bakery to check out its oversized apple pie. Here's Catherine Hallman, who's been baking for 52 years.
What we use is 20 pounds of apples, and then it's made from scratch. We use real butter, sugar, flour, salt and everything, put it together, and then we bake it for 90 minutes, and then we bring it out and we brush the crust with an egg wash so it browns up pretty. And then we put it back and it bakes for another 30 minutes, and it takes about 12 hours to cook.
Wow.
One piece is about the size of a regular 9-inch pie.
Oh my. Wow. If you hadn't caught on, we like to do things large at the bakery and at Dollywood in general.
You will need $189.99 to purchase the whole pie. And you'll also need a small army to help you eat it. Amber walked us across the street to the Sweet Shop, an old tiny candy store and ice cream parlor.
You can watch our master craftsman actually making candy right here. What are you working on this morning?
This is homemade caramel.
Oh, wonderful.
You can also watch them make fudge, saltwater taffy, and a traditional Appalachian sweet called potato candy, which was invented by resourceful home cooks turning leftover mashed potatoes into dessert.
The white is confectionery sugar and potatoes, and then it's rolled in peanut butter. Very good. Very sweet. Here we use potato flakes. Now, my grandma, she used real mashed potatoes. It's very popular.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. It tastes like peanut butter fudge. Mm-hmm. I like it.
We headed to the next section of the park, where small town America gave way to a rustic Appalachian-inspired area called Rivertown Junction. We made a pit stop at Country Cookers as they made a fresh batch of kettle corn, available in flavors like barbecue, cheddar bacon, German chocolate, and cherry cordial. Around the corner from the snack vendor, we passed a more austere scene. At the center of town and the heart of the theme park sits Dolly's Tennessee Mountain Home, a replica of the two-room log cabin where the Parton family of 14 once lived. Amber describes the replica and Dolly's upbringing.
Her brother built it and her mother decorated it. So pretty much from the source. You've got, you notice newspapers on the walls because that's what they did. Again, you have to remember, Dolly's family was very poor. So they had some nights it may have been Spam or it may have been potted meat. They made things stretch as long as they could.
As a fan, it was fascinating to glimpse into Dolly's home life. The cabin had no electricity or running water and existed in a world far away from Dollywood's huge expanse of roller coasters and seemingly endless offerings of food and live entertainment. I asked Amber about this.
If you know Dolly, she's very proud of her humble beginnings. She's proud of the people who are hardworking mountain people. She's proud of the Appalachian culture and traditions and values. And that's what Dollywood seeks to preserve. It's educating the next generation of, hey, this is where we come from. This is how we got to where we are. And we're proud of that.
In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields near.
You can hear the rest of Betsy Shepherd's story about Dollywood on a recent episode of Inside Appalachia called Finding Meaning and Authenticity in Hot Rods, Dollywood, and Everywhere Inside Appalachia. Find it at wvpublic.org, Also, a special thanks to the Southern Foodways Alliance and their podcast Gravy, where Betsy's reporting originally aired. Mountain Stage returns to new broadcast this week with our 36th anniversary show, recorded this past December. Our song of the week comes from Kentucky's renowned country artist Tyler Childers. Here's his song, Nose to the Grindstone.
Daddy worked like a mule mine in Pike County coal. They messed up his back, couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Keep in mind that a man's just as good as his word. Takes twice as long to build bridges you burn. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Oh, Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, that bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills.
That was our song of the week, Nose to the Grindstone, by Kentucky country artist Tyler Childers. Hear more from the Mountain Stage this Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director and producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.